There's always something new to experience at the Old Fort.
Hop on the Holly Trolley or hitch up your sleigh. You can welcome in the holidays with fun and festivities. It's Christmas at the Old Fort. Saturday, the 24th of November from 11 to 5, you can revel in the time when French-speaking inhabitants celebrated Christmas and New Year's on the Three Rivers. Artisans will present handcrafted gift ideas, and the bakers of the Old Fort will offer their wares. Warm up by the fire as we deck the halls. Stay tuned to 1640, and we'll tell you more coming up soon.
All of our events are free. Find a listing of upcoming events at oldfortwayne.org.
The fort is located at 1201 Spy Run Avenue, which is right over the bridge as you head north from downtown on Spy Run. You can park on 4th Street between Spy Run Avenue and Clinton Street, and at Headwaters Park across the river from the fort.
The Old Fort is in a public park, so you can always wander, explore, and enjoy the picturesque grounds.
Our ongoing programming and maintenance requires a great deal of outside funding. We receive no regular support from any governmental agency, so everything we're able to do is based upon your generosity. Please consider supporting us. Go to oldfortwayne.org and click donate to help us preserve this treasure.
You're tuned to Fort Radio, 1640 WRBQ 443.
To help facilitate the lucrative fur trade between the French and the Native American tribes in the vicinity, the French built a fortified trading post in what is now Fort Wayne in the late 1600s. Due to their noticeable financial success, the British tried to gain control of the area. So, in May of 1722, the French completed construction of Fort Miami, protecting their new venture from the British. This was the first of five forts built in present-day Fort Wayne.
In 1791, the United States government sent in General Mad Anthony Wayne to subdue the local Native Americans and build a lasting U.S. presence. Wayne began building a permanent fort that was completed in 1794. Wayne's fort was located at the present-day corner of Clay and Berry Streets and named in honor of Anthony Wayne.
Then, in 1798, Colonel Thomas Hunt became commander of Fort Wayne, and due to the poor condition of Wayne's original fort, Hunt erected a new fort in 1800. It stood on the site where the Fort Wayne Fire Department Station No. 1 sits today. During the War of 1812, this fort survived a sustained siege and was able to hold the frontier from falling to the British.
Major John Whistler constructed the final active fort here in 1816. It was decommissioned on the 19th of April, 1819.
This is Fort Radio, 1640. We're all about historic Fort Wayne.
The structure you see today is a recreation of the last fort that was built in 1816. You can see the main gate, historic flagpole, a village complex with gardens, soldiers and officers' quarters, a hospital building, and a blockhouse.
The fort officially opened to the public shortly before the 4th of July, 1976, in celebration of the nation's bicentennial, and remained open until the early 1990s. Historic Fort Wayne Incorporated was formed in 2004 as an effort to preserve the old fort for future generations. Our group is a 100% volunteer organization, and we're always looking for new volunteers to help with both programming and maintenance. Please consider a gift of your time and abilities.
We offer events and programs highlighting several hundred years of history. There are events almost every month, even during the winter. During special events, you'll get a glimpse of life during specific eras and be able to explore inside the fort and its associated buildings.